From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. At least 19 injured as car rammed shoppers in Australia. Authorities in Melbourne, Australia say the man arrested for injuring 19 people when he deliberately drove his car into a crowd of pedestrians has no known links to terrorism. Shane Patton is the acting chief commissioner for Victoria State Police.
He is a 32-year-old Australian citizen of Afghan descent. He is a person who is known to Victoria Police. He has historical assault matters. He is not currently on any bail or any corrections order or anything of the like, and has a history of drug use as well as mental health issues.
Another man was also arrested.
As a result of that occurring, there was also another 24-year-old male in close proximity around that time. That 24-year-old male was seen filming the incident with his mobile phone and also had a bag that had possession of some knives in it. That 24-year-old male was also taken into custody.
Four of the 19 victims are in critical condition. One of the victims is a toddler who suffered a serious head injury. Another North Korean soldier has defected to the south across the heavily fortified demilitarized zone a month after another soldier left his post and made it across the border despite suffering multiple gunshot wounds. This time, South Korean soldiers fired warning shots at other North Korean soldiers in pursuit of their defecting comrade. The European Union is threatening member Poland with sanctions over judicial reforms that it said threatens democracy. Warsaw insists it is only following Western examples. The EU is giving Poland 3 months in order to change its course. This is VOA News. The future of Spain and Catalonia could be decided today as voters in the northern Spanish region head to the polls to choose new lawmakers for the regional parliament. The Spanish government called the election after seizing control of the Catalan administration following a disputed independence referendum in October. The former president of the Catalonia, Carles Puigdemont, who's in exile in Brussels, spoke to reporters on the day of the elections that could return him to power. He said, "Today is an important day. Not for the Catalonia of today, but for the Catalonia of the future. All the polls indicate that the reaction and participation of the population is going to be high and positive. What we hope at the end of today is that the result of the elections can allow us to take control of a normal situation and cease the use of Article 155. Article 155 permits the Spanish government to intervene in one of Spain's regions if its autonomous government fails to fulfill the obligations dictated by the Constitution. The Spanish government is counting on the 58% of voters who didn't take part in the disputed independence referendum to back pro-unity parties. The new party leader of South Africa's ruling African National Congress, Deputy President Cyril Ramaphosa, has promised to tackle corruption and implement radical economic transformation by speeding up expropriation of land without compensation.
It has also been resolved that in implementing this decision, we must ensure that we do not undermine the economy, the agricultural production, and food security in our country.
The 65-year-old Ramaphosa told party officials in Johannesburg on Thursday that graft must be confronted with the same intensity as poverty, unemployment, and inequality. The Council on Foreign Relations expert John Campbell said he expects efforts at expropriation to fail.
And that is because the Constitution, of which Ramaphosa was one of the architects, guarantees the right of private property. So that wholesale expropriation is not possible.
Ramaphosa, widely seen as being in line for South African president following elections in 2019. President Trump Wednesday threatened to cut financial aid to countries that vote in favor of a draft UN resolution that calls on the U.S. to reverse its decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital.
This isn't like it used to be where they could vote against you and then you pay them hundreds of millions of dollars and nobody knows what they're doing. People are tired of the United States. The people that live here are great citizens that love this country. They're tired of this country being taken advantage of, and we're not going to be taken advantage of any longer.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.